Iran's Revolutionary Guard threatens heavy response to any U.S. attacks on Iranian ships. Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps warned on May 9 that it would retaliate against any further U.S. military operations targeting Iranian commercial vessels. Any attack on Iranian tankers and commercial vessels will result in a heavy attack against one of the American centers in the region and enemy ships, the IRGC Navy said in a statement shared through state media. The United States and Iran have maintained an uneasy ceasefire since April 7, but Tehran has bristled at a U.S. blockade of Iranian ports and maritime trade that President Donald Trump implemented on April 13. As of Saturday, the U.S. Central Command reported its forces in the Middle East had redirected 58 commercial ships attempting to conduct trade with Iran, and has employed disabling fire to stop 4 vessels. The blockade has constrained Iran's maritime trade and mounted pressure on Tehran. Iranian forces have also increasingly tested the limits of the April 7 ceasefire. As U.S. warships began escorting non-Iranian ships through the narrow Strait of Hormuz on May 4, Iranian forces tried to disrupt the effort with missiles, drones, and attack boats. U.S. forces successfully intercepted the Iranian attacks, but Trump suspended the maritime escort mission a day later, on May 5. On May 6, a U.S. Navy F-18 Super Hornet fighter jet used its 20mm cannon to disable the rudder of an Iranian tanker attempting to reach an Iranian port. Iranian forces launched another series of missiles and attack drones at 3 U.S. guided missile destroyers on May 7. The U.S. military said these Iranian attacks had been unprovoked, but Iran's military said its attacks were in response to earlier U.S. actions targeting 2 more Iran-linked commercial vessels. On May 1, Trump formally notified Congress that the military hostilities that began with Iran on February 28 had terminated and referenced the April 7 ceasefire. Trump's notification coincided with a deadline stipulated under the 1973 War Powers Resolution, which sets a 60-day timeline for the withdrawal of U.S. forces from combat operations that have not been authorized by Congress. Despite the recent clashes, Trump administration officials have said the hostilities have yet to cross the threshold of collapsing the current ceasefire. Tehran, however, has increasingly signaled otherwise. Iranian ambassador to the United Nations Amir Saeed Iravani submitted a letter to the international body on Saturday, saying the recent U.S. military actions not only violate the ceasefire reached last month, but also the UN Charter. Trump is awaiting Tehran's proposal for a deal to end the fighting and allow commerce to again flow freely through the Strait of Hormuz. Secretary of State Marco Rubio said the proposal was expected on May 8, but the Iranian side has yet to relay the terms.